Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Asia. How can I help you?
Hi. I'm sorry. You said your name is Angel?
Deja.
My name is
Deja. Hi, my name's Sylvia. I'm with Capital One on a recorded line. What kind of company is this?
We are a third party. We are a third party call center that provides over 100 different variety of products. Did you order something from us? Because if you did, I could just pull up your account and see.
Okay. Now, I have a mutual customer on the line. We have a charge on her account. We just want to see if it's something that's she's actually done or not.
Okay.
Ma'am, did you want to give her any information, see if they have a record of your company?
I did not hear the first part of this.
Okay.
We are a third-party call center that provides over 100 different varieties of products. But to better assist you, I need to start off by getting your zip code so I can pull up your account.
Do you think stuff like... Go ahead. Sorry. Go ahead.
76248.
And what's your first and last name? Ma'am?
No. I'm trying to figure out who you are. What do you sell?
We sell over 100 different variety of products, ma'am. I can't just tell you which one we sell. We sell over 100 different variety of things.
Do you do things like CBD oil? Or
yes, yes, ma'am. That's why I was trying to pull up your account so I can see exactly what did you have. Are you Rebecca Bray?
Yes.
Okay, yes, ma'am, I am. Let me confirm your shipping address, which is 509 Pine Oak Trail, Keller, Texas.
We don't order CBD oil.
Ma'am, is that your shipping address?
Yes, it is.
All right. Now, I see back in April the 19th, you did start a trial with us with a, you have a smart fitness tracker. And you also ordered a smart fitness tracker, which was the purchase of $7.97 back in April the 19th. Did you hear me?
No, I'm listening to you and I'm trying to think of what
Let me pull it up so I can better assist you with it, okay? Give me a smart fitness tracker. Give me one moment while I pull up our website.
Yes, ma'am.
So it did look like you ordered some earbuds with us. That's what that is, the smart fitness tracker. You ordered some earbuds back in April the 19th with a charge of $7.97. And then it looks like you changed the color of the pods too, which you added on a $19.98 charge. It looks like you changed the color of them. So it says replace colored straps. So I'm guessing you changed the color on your AirPods or something, but that was a charge of $19.98 also on April 19th. What is this other? It's another charge of $6.97. Do you have two trackers? It says you have two.
I know what these are now. These came in the mail and I didn't order them.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, you do have two. It says that you ordered two trackers and that they were sent to you on... I can track when they were sent to you, but you did order both of them on the 19th. That's what it says on my end, that you started a trial with us on April 19th.
A trial of what?
Of these two headphones you ordered. They're wireless earbuds. You ordered two, and then you put in, what's the 1998? And then you changed the color on one.
Say again?
Looks like you changed the color on one. You pay for two earbuds, and you paid a $19 extra price to change the color. It says a color replacement strap. That means you changed the color.
I don't know anything about these, but I do have two fitness trackers that came in the mail. I didn't know why I got them.
Okay. And I'm just curious to see, were you scrolling through an ad or something? You clicked on these and thought that the wireless buds were $7.97? Because ads do tend to pop up. Like, it says like, it may say like a survey or something, take a survey and you'll get these free buds or something. I'm curious, was that the quote here? Like,
yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That tend to do get confusing. Yeah, so that's what it looks like. You ordered two pair of earbuds and you changed the color on one. So that's why they are attempting to take out $69.87 and $64.87. They're attempting to take out both of those because you ordered two AirPods and you did not cancel within those 14 days. So they are attempting to bill you full price for the AirPods.
I didn't get any AirPods. What I got was...
I'm sorry, they're not AirPods. They're the headphones. I don't know why I call them AirPods, but they're the wireless buds. Yes, ma'am.
I didn't get those. What I got was two fitness bracelets in the mail that I didn't order, that I don't remember ordering. And they surely wouldn't be... No, I don't... I'm not claiming these $264 and $69. They're not mine. I didn't get any AirPods.
Hold on, give me 1 second. I may, because it says they're, when I click on the website, it says they're Prime Wireless AirBuds, but on my end, it do say a smart fitness tracker. Just give me a second.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay. Is the Capital One gal still here?
That's me. I'm still here.
Okay.
Now, do you still have them packaged? At least maybe if you return, we can return them. I don't know if they're able to take them back.
I have the two fitness, yes, bracelets. I can send those back.
Okay, let's wait until she comes back and see what she says.
I ordered one fitness bracelet.
Okay, ma'am.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm back. I did misread it, and I had to call a manager over here to confirm it, but it wasn't some earbuds. It was, you did order two trackers. They were trackers. They're the bracelets that you were talking about. That's what that is.
Okay, and I have them. So they're not $69, are they?
After your 14-day trial, after you paid that $7.97 and $7.97 and the $19, you were on trial once you hit that box. In terms and conditions, it did state that you were on a 14-day trial, and if you did not cancel within those 14 days, you will bill full price for each product. And you did order two, so that's why you see two different $69. You see $169.87, $164, because you were billed full price after that 14 days was up.
Can I send them back?
Okay. Give me one moment. Let me read and see. Let me give me just a moment, okay?
Yes.
All right, ma'am, I am here. Just give me a few more moments, okay? And just give me a few more moments here.
Okay.
All right, Miss Rebecca. I did go ahead. I'm here. I did go ahead and cancel the account, but we do not take returns. So you just keep both of those items. We don't take them back. And you weren't, the $64.87 did not come out. Neither did the $69 come out. You just pay your shipping and handling charges for the products that you already received. So nothing, I'm going to notate this account and I'm going to cancel it. So nothing else will attempt to come out your account.
Okay.
And you just go, and you just go ahead and keep what you have, okay?
Okay, but so if I understand you correctly, you will remove the 6467 and you will remove the 6987.
I can't remove it because we never took anything.
Well, they declined.
We never took anything. So you have to, your bank can answer that for you. We never took anything.
Yeah.
I just canceled that account for you.
Okay. So you'll take those two off? Okay.
What is your, do you have a confirmation for the cancellation, Tricia?
Yeah, give me a minute. I'm canceling the account still.
Okay. Ms. Bray, give me, once we're finished here, then I can wrap up everything with you on our end, okay?
I'm still here. I'm just notating these accounts saying that they are all canceled. Okay, give me a few more moments, guys.
Okay.
All right, ma'am. I'm back with the cancellation number. Are you ready?
Uh-huh. Ready.
It's going to be C as in cancel.
Mm-hmm.
919-211-972.
Okay. C as in Charlie, 919-211-972.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you so
much.
All
right, guys. Is there anything else I can do for you, ladies?
No, thank you. Have a good rest of your day.
Thank you. Thanks for customer support.
All right. Thanks. Bye-bye.